Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6 says, "Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Beautiful psalm. Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. Well, friend, here we are. It feels like winter. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday worship here on this 13th day of January 2019. I hope you're having a safe weekend in the midst of all this winter weather. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and I hope that you will feel uplifted, and I pray that God will use the next 30 minutes to prepare our hearts and minds on Him. Let's start things off today with Shout to the Lord, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. That's right. Nothing compares to the promise that we have in Jesus. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. Isaiah 1:18. Listen to this. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, They shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool.
I see.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I worship Your holy name.
Sing together.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to end. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to
a favorite song right there here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, and 1,000 reasons. Hey, it's Joey Kroll hanging out here with you today. I pray that you're having yourself just a good weekend. And next month, we're going to be coming up on the one-year anniversary of the homegoing of Dr. Billy Graham. And I remember hearing the news that he had passed away. It was on February 21st, 2018. And I was just so moved to tears. I wasn't sad. I was joy-filled and just so grateful for the legacy that he had left behind. And it's so interesting that his ministry is still going strong, sharing the word of God, and people are still coming to Christ through his ministry. It's amazing. And I love this verse here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will no more sorrow, no
A wonderful song about the resurrection. Chris Tomlin and I will rise. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship Today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Connect with the program on Facebook. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. And I love these words from Jesus here from John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It's easy to take a little break from God when life or tragedy happens. It's easy to run from him. I mean, when we do, we are like a vine cut off from the source, deprived of nurture and strength. I mean, we cope at first, don't we? But soon begin to wither. We drop out of church, quit reading our Bible, quit praying. And what we don't realize is that without God, friend, there is no peace within. I don't know where you've been, what you've done, taking a little break from the Lord or not. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Friend, I encourage you today on this Sunday to get back, get reconnected to the true vine, Jesus.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire.
I'll tell you what, probably one of my all-time favorite hymns right there, As the Deer, Marty Nystrom, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for listening to Great News Radio today. I'm going to hang up the headphones and hang out with God's people today, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow for Mark and Friends, it's Memorization Mondays with Mark Burns. You can get more details on that at our website at greatnewsradio.org. That begins tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, friend, until next time, as you are enjoying this winter-like weather, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.